KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. At the Girls State Softball Championships yesterday, the 5A quarterfinals got the day started in top seed Fort Dodge, a winner over Bettendorf 7-0. Ankeny Centennial, a winner over Waukee 5-2. Second seeded Cedar Rapids Kennedy beat Pleasant Valley 10-4. And Muscatine down West Des Moines Valley 3-1 to advance. In the 4A quarterfinals, top seed Carlisle held off Lamar's 5-0. It was number 4 seed North Scott, an 11-0 win over Charles City. Number 7 seed Winterset knocked off 2nd seeded West Delaware 7-4, and Dallas Center Grimes beat Fairfield 7-5. Also in the 3A quarterfinals last night, top seeded Albia had little trouble with Creston, winning 12-0, and 5th seeded Mount Vernon over Humboldt by a 7-4 final. The 3A first round will get the day started. Well, no, it won't. The 2A quarterfinals will get things started today. A 11 o'clock game has top seed North Lynn facing Ridgeview. At 11:30, Northeast will play Central Springs. Then they'll move back to 3A in the afternoon session with Davenport Assumption, the 2 seed, playing Boyden Hall Rock Valley at 12:30. At 1 o'clock, 3rd seeded Williamsburg faces Algona. Then it's back to the 2A quarterfinals late this afternoon at 4:30, Louisa Muscatine playing Underwood. Louisa Muscatine, the 2 seed, they're 18-5. Underwood, the 7 seed in the tourney, they're 14-4. At 5 o'clock, it's 3rd seed Ogden facing Mount Air. The 1A quarterfinals will finish off much of the day. As at 3 o'clock this afternoon, Collins Maxwell, the top seed, will play Newman Catholic. At 3:30, Linville Sully plays Wayne. Then at 7 tonight, Newell Fonda will face Lisbon. 7:30 game has Clarksville facing Akron Westfield. All those games up in Fort Dodge today. Well, the Hawkeye 10 Conference announced its all-conference softball teams today, and it's loaded with Atlantic players. In fact, 3 Atlantic players were unanimous first team all selections. Olivia Engler, a junior pitcher for Atlantic, Madison Botas, a junior center fielder, and Alyssa Derby, a junior catcher, were all unanimous first team selections. Other unanimous first team picks include Emily Brouse of Harlan, along with Sarah Keeler of Creston, Gracie Hagel of Creston, Haley Bach of Lewis Central, Nicole Gilbert of Shenandoah, and Chloe Johnson of Red Oak. The rest of the first team includes Madison Schumacher of Harlan, Julia Schechinger of Harlan, along with Kelly Embry of Glenwood, Braden Liddick of Glenwood, also Kenzie Sean of Kemper Catholic, Kennedy Martin of Denison, and Hallie Fine of Clarinda were all first team selections. Among the second team picks this year, Kennedy Gergen, a junior first baseman for Atlantic, Mackenzie Waters, a senior left fielder, and Reagan Pellett, senior third baseman, were all second team picks, along with Delaney Voschel of Shenandoah, Alana Arkfeldt of Denison, Taryn Bertini of Glenwood, Tiana Casper Bauer and Katie Heitoff of Harlan, Coral Matheny of Glenwood, Taylor Elam of Lewis Central, Shelby Hatcher and Bella Dingus of St. Albert, Hannah Slater of Denison, Kendall Kells of Red Oak, and a couple of Creston players, Peyton Rice and Morgan Driscoll, also were second team selections. Among the honorable mention picks, Atlantic's Caroline Pellett, the junior shortstop, was an honorable mention selection this year. Red Oak's Alexa McCunn and Lexi Johnson were both honorable mention picks. Harlan had Jordan Hazy also as an honorable mention selection this year. Well, now to baseball, where Jack Pettit's RBI double down the right field line with 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th inning scored the only run of the game as top-ranked Van Meter picked up a win 1-0 over Trainer Monday in a Class 2A quarterfinal.
I know. I just went up there. Runner on second base, 2 outs. I knew that I had to get base hit, something through the infield. So I just saw an outside pitch, and I went with it. You know, that right fielder was making great plays all day long, so I just got it down the line, and it worked out.
Van Meter managed only 2 hits, including 1 off Trainer starter Drew Peterson.
You know, from that left-handed arm slot, he was kind of hiding the ball pretty well, and it was getting on us pretty quickly. And he's obviously got a great pick moving to first base. So, he's just keeping us off balance, doing a good job, so.
Bulldog pitchers Anthony Potthoff and Zach Plegancool combined on a no-hitter. Potthoff went 6 2/3 innings and struck out 13 before being lifted because of the pitch count.
Right now I'm just kind of relying on a high fastball, knee-high fastball, and a slider knuckle curve, kind of what I always like to do. Every single outing I go in my bullpen, I see what's working well, and the off-speed pitches were feeling good today, so that's what they saw a lot of.
The Bulldogs kept their hopes alive for a second straight title.
It just goes to show you can't take any games for granted. This could have easily been a lot of our last games in a Van Meter uniform, so we can't just think we're going to roll teams because every team wants to beat us.
Again, Van Meter, a 1-0 eight-inning winner over Trainer as Van Meter pitchers combined to no-hit the Cardinals yesterday. Also in 2A quarterfinal round play, West Lyon, a 13-3 winner over Mid Prairie in six innings. North Lynn defeated Durant 2-1, and Des Moines Christian 2-1 over Dyke New Hartford. A Class 3A quarterfinals coming up today. Norwalk plays Clear Creek Amana at 10:30, followed by Sergeant Bluff Luton versus Marion. Dallas Center Grimes will play Benton Community at 4:30. Then it's Gilbert versus ADM in the 7:30 game tonight. All those games at Principal Park in Des Moines. Mikel Franco hit two of Kansas City's six home runs as the Royals pounded the Tigers 14-6, spoiling Detroit's fan-free home opener. Whit Merrifield had three hits and three RBIs, finishing a triple shy of the cycle on a night when the Royals rallied from an early 5-1 deficit to post the win. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Mets beat the Red Sox 7-4, A's over the Angels 3-0, Padres beat the Diamondbacks 6-2, the Blue Jays 4-1 over the Nationals, the Rays over the Braves 14-5. Cubs built a big early lead, then held off the Reds 8-7. Brewers came from behind to beat the Pirates 6-5 and 11. Astros over the Mariners 8-5. Also the Marlins and the Orioles, the White Sox and the Indians, and the Yankees and the Phillies were all postponed yesterday. Well, the series opener between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians was postponed by rain. Those teams will make up the game as part of a traditional doubleheader today, starting at 3:40 p.m. Before the game was postponed, the White Sox announced that manager Rick Renteria will be kept away from the team pending the results of medical testing. Two-time AL Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber could be done for the season. He's headed to the injured list after just one inning in his debut as a Texas Rangers starter. Kluber has a tear and a small muscle in his right shoulder and is not expected to make another start this season if he pitches at all. Utility player Josh Harrison has signed a one-year contract with the Washington Nationals less than a week after he was released by the Philadelphia Phillies. The Nationals added the 33-year-old Harrison to their 30-man active roster on Monday. To make room, catcher Roddy Reed was optioned to Washington's alternate training site in Fredericksburg, Virginia. The Colorado Rockies say left-handed pitcher Tim Collins has opted out of the 2020 season. Collins is the second player in the organization who has withdrawn. In late June, Rockies outfielder Ian Desmond announced he wouldn't play this season, in part because of the coronavirus pandemic. Well, the Atlantic Trojan football team has a revised schedule in place for the 2020 season. The Iowa High School Athletic Association changed the format for the season on Friday, going to a 7-game regular season instead of a 9-game schedule. All teams will compete in the playoffs, which will start in what would have been week 8 of the season. For the Trojans, they dropped two home non-district games against Mount Air and Trainer and shift the district schedule up 2 weeks. So in week 1, they'll play at Underwood. The week 2 game is at Kemper Catholic. Week 3, they'll play at Greene County. The first of their only two home games in week 4 will be at home against Clarinda. Then they'll be on the road against Des Moines Christian and Shenandoah before returning home for the last time against Red Oak, and then starting the Class 2A playoffs as part of Week 8. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has sent a letter to fans outlining the league's plans to play during the coronavirus pandemic. As veterans begin reporting to training camps this week, Goodell noted Monday how COVID-19 has turned the world upside down. He wrote that COVID-19 will continue to present a major challenge to nearly every area of American life, and football is no exception. The league and the players' union reached agreement on a plan last Friday after all preseason games were canceled. Team facilities were shut down by Goodell in late March and only began reopening on a cautious basis this summer. Goodell stressed the need for adaptability on all levels, citing how a virtual draft was held in April. All 32 teams held remote off-season training sessions as well. The NFL has opted not to create a bubble environment, something the NHL, the NBA, the WNBA, and the MLS have done. With Major League Baseball experiencing difficulties on its first weekend of play with a plan similar to the NFL's, there is added anxiety about what Goodell's league has planned. And the National Hockey League reported zero players tested positive for the coronavirus last week. The league says it administered a total of 4,256 tests to more than 800 players from July 18th through the 25th. Two players tested positive during the first week of training camps, July 13th through 17th. Players and staff from the 24 teams participating in the expanded Stanley Cup playoffs traveled to the hub cities of Toronto and Edmonton, Alberta on Sunday. They're now in a quarantined bubble and will be tested daily after every other day during testing during training camp. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.